want to share this lesson, and I shared it in the first service. You know, usually the Lord about 30 minutes tells me what he was taught. That's on Sunday. He gives it to me at a different time. But this one, he took all week. He's been working on this one all week, getting it to me. And it was restoring some things, relearning some things, and learning new things, and I was really enjoying it. And like Elizabeth said, what this one is comparing natural faith and spiritual faith. Now, when I call it spiritual faith, I'm talking about the faith of God, okay? And so the natural faith is like a farmer, or maybe you plant a garden, or maybe you plant a flower garden. You take seed and you plant those seeds in the ground, and why did you plant those seeds? So by faith, you were trusting, or you had faith in that seed will produce what you're wanting. Mm-hmm. See that? Yeah, that's faith. But that's not the faith of God. That's natural faith. Okay? And so you can do like, you drove here this morning in a car, and when you got in that car and you stuck the key in, you started that car, you had faith that the car would get you here to church. Right? So we had faith in your car. And we had faith in our doctor. We go to the doctor, and he or she says, well, you need to take this to lower your blood pressure. So by faith in what the doctor assigned you, you take that pill every day, morning and night. 1 year goes by, morning and night. Still, by faith, you take it. Amen? You have faith in your attorney. You got somebody that files a lawsuit against you. You get an attorney which you can trust or have faith in. See, so we have all these things that are natural faith. So don't raise your hands, but how many of you ate food this morning believing it would nourish your body? That's a natural faith. See that? Because you trust what God made this system to work. You eat the food, goes in your body, it handles it, and it nourishes your body. Right? So you do that by faith, but that's not not supernatural faith or God kind of faith. That is a natural faith, all right? And we have all these things we do naturally. I believe the sun is going to rise in the morning. I know God could call it to an end. I know there's a possibility. But I live my life like it is going to come up tomorrow. Amen. So that means it's going to be a sundown today. All that, see, that's natural faith. Amen. Amen. And we have a lot of things like that. The reason I bring it up, so many people confuse a natural faith with a supernatural faith or God kind of faith, and that's why they don't receive the healing, they don't receive the increase in their life, they don't receive the protection that they need to receive, because they're used to having this natural faith, touch, feel, and I can see and hear it. Amen. That natural faith, those things we live, we have those things we live or determined in our life by experience, we can trust or have faith in. When I leave my house, I push a button and the thing goes beep, 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 and I got 1 minute to get out before the alarm sets. And I trust that alarm is sitting. Well, not too much, because it sends my phone or email that says, the house is locked and you have left and it is armed. But I trust my phone. I have faith in my phone, right? See what I'm saying? But I know that if you enter my house illegally, you will set that alarm off. So, see, that is a natural faith, okay? It's not a God kind of faith. Let's go to the first one, huh, please. Now, y'all ready? Now, please, we're commanded to live by faith. Every child of God is commanded. So You may not know this already, but the Holy Spirit can teach you more. So don't shut off, please. I promise you, God can teach you. You're not dependent on me. You're dependent on God. It's in you. He's going to teach you more. Because, you know, faith the size of a mustard seed can move a mountain. So we're talking about some powerful things, people. And we need that power in our life to keep our body healthy, to keep food on our table, and our house protected, and our house in good shape. Man, we just went through a storm-filled week, and all your houses are okay.
Amen.
Hello, come on. Praise God. Why? Faith protects our house. Storm is not going to touch my house. Because I'm good or I'm pastor? No. Because God, I know you are going to bless me and protect this house because you're good. Not only that, you like to show people who's my papa. My father got angels around her. And no, I'm sorry, the neighborhood you live in is blessed because you're there. Because God's going to protect that neighborhood because you're there. Why? Because you have faith in God. Who's speaking here? Jesus. So does he know what's going on? Jesus answered and said. So who said this? Did the pastor say it? I can read it, but I didn't say it. Okay. Look at this. Have faith in God. Now some translations have said, Jesus answered and said, have the faith of God. And it's really the same thing. If you have faith in God, the faith you have in him, he gave you. Amen. So it's, I kind of say, it's kind of the same thing. Okay, listen. For surely I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, how many of you have spoken to a mountain? Since then you did. What kind of mountain? A mountain of sickness? What? Mountain of bad weather, mountain of sadness, somebody is bugging you, mountain of bugs. I knew that is your number. Okay, now watch this. He said, I say to you, it's personal, not to them or us or these people. He said, to you I say. So this is a personal message to you. I didn't forget you. Be removed. How? Me from Texas can move a mountain? I think that statement does what? It shows doubt. I can move a mountain. That's what it just said. There's a key right here. It says, faith in God. I don't have faith to speak to that mountain unless God commanded me to. See, that's an understood thing. Why? Because Jesus said, I say nothing unless I hear the Father say it. See that? So I can't tell that mountain to move because God put the mountain there and he wants it there. So he's the only one that has the right to move that physical mountain. Amen. But if we're talking about health problems, hey, that's my mountain, so I can tell it to move. See the difference? For surely, I say to you, whoever, we got to take this word out. People don't believe the whoever. Because you are in the whoever. See that? You're in the whoever. So let's put it back in and say this about us. Okay. Be moved and cast into the sea so you can even tell it where to go. So that means when this world is attacking you with some kind of issue, you can speak to it and tell it where to go. And probably most of you need to tell the devil where to go. He's the one picking at you all the time, looking for weakness. But I like this. I'm like Jesus. I roar like a lion. Some of y'all got that, some of you didn't. That's why the devil runs from Jesus, because he roars like a lion, lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen? That's a side note. Okay. He casts in the sea and does not doubt in his heart. So the key here, this whole having faith in God, is not doubting in your heart toward God. Have faith, what? In God. So if I don't doubt in my heart in God, then I can move a mountain with my words. You can't move a mountain with your mind. You can't move a mountain to your spouse. Notice I said you. If y'all are in agreement, the us can move a mountain. Amen. You didn't catch that. When a man and woman agree, they can establish and move the mountain. Amen. That's why the devil's always trying to cause problem between a man and a woman, because if they ever agree on a promise of God, it's established. And that's why he created so many lies in marriage in the United States. Oh, it's just that a woman, she's a problem with me. Dummy. She's different than you because God made her different to support you. He's different than you because God made him to support you. So that means none of us, man or woman, has it all, except we come together and agree on it, and we have it. I'm ready to bark. I'm ready. Are you ready? Okay. But believe, what is he supposed to believe? Those things, we move from the us to what? The individual. If you believe in your heart, those things you say will be done. If you believe, you have faith toward God in your heart, and you believe that if you say the word that brought the faith to you, if you believe in your heart and not doubt, then it will be done. Why? I am created in the image of God, and I am in his likeness. And he wants something done, he said it. Because he believes in his heart it will be done. Oh, come on. You ought to be shaking your ground right now. Oh, those things he says. So the devil, have you heard people say, nobody ever listened to me? That's a live male. Creation is listening to you because you're created in the image of God. You believe that in your heart and say it with your mouth, it will come to pass. Yes. If it's God's will. If it's your will, maybe. Unless your will matches his will. What the Father says, that's what I believe. I don't say anything unless I hear him say it first. I don't do anything unless I see him do it. See, when you're walking in that statue or status or right standing with God, then you speak the word and the angels make it come to pass. But because the angels and the Holy Spirit are, that is their job, to make God's word come to pass in this earth. And we are the voice of God's word. He will have whatever he says. So you and I need to have the word of God in our heart so we can have faith. And if we have that faith in that word and faith in God, we have faith in his word. See, I have faith in Brother Phil, and if he says, John, I'll be over tomorrow, he's coming over tomorrow. Because I have faith in his word. Amen? I have faith in his word. Does God do what he said he would do? Yes. And how much you believe that in your heart, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the evidence is around you, you will stand the ground and say, no. I do not accept this. around me. This is temporal, but God's word is eternal, and that's what I'm building my life on. Do you see? You are the prophet. You are the guiding words of your life. You control those. The Lord told me years ago, that's what he told me, you receive it or not. He said, Don, I tell you, the plans for you I made, you see them, you can walk in them. If you speak your plans, I don't know if you can walk in them or not. When you're walking in God's word, and the Satan and all his evil workers challenge it, it's going to fall. Because God backs his word 100%. Yeah. See it? But if I'm doing my purpose and my will, you better hope I got good power, because Satan will challenge me. There's not no power there. I can will and stand a long time, but it's so much easier to stand in the power of God, in the will of God. Therefore, I say to you, whatever thing you ask in prayer, believe you will receive them and you will. So when you have faith in God, or faith in what God says, because you know his character, that he cannot lie. No, it's impossible for him to lie. When he says something, it will come to pass if you believe it and put it in your spirit or your heart. Amen? Oh, come on. And you ask according to his word, his power will back that prayer and make that prayer come to pass, because you're believing his word, and your prayer is a voice of his word. Believe and receive them, you will have them. So you should have a 100% answered prayer. Why? Because you are praying God's word, which is his will, which is his promises. So your prayer life, when I pray, I'm going to have an answer. My prayer is going to be answered. I can say that. Why? Because John is going to pray the promise of God. Father, I thank you. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. I am healed. Oh, my arms hurt. No, it don't matter. You will be straightened out. In Jesus' name, you're healed. Oh, it's certain. I said, God said, we are in agreement. Be healed. Oh, we have to battle with faith sometimes. We made a mess, and it takes some faith to straighten it out. Amen. And I've told you this before. What helped me is God made me realize the word of God is like Pac-Man. It eats it. So when it hit that sickness, it started eating away at that sickness. It kept eating, and then it's gone. But sometimes you can send two Pac-Mans. Be healed in Jesus' name. I said be healed. See, I sent two of them. And I got two. Why? I said my word was God's word out my mouth, and God's word started working, and God's word healed me. No, it said he sent his word and healed them, or to heal them, right? Didn't he say that? So I can send my word that he put in my mouth, and it will heal. The words in my mouth is only his voice. Your mouth can be God's voice. Mm. Oh, if you could believe that. Oh, yeah, you are. You have faith in God. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud.
Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us.
Now look at this. The sin in your life is the weights in your life that hold you back. See that? And those sins the devil brings to you and tempts you with is his snare to make you, what, fail at God's plan for your life. But God sent his son, and his son's blood covers your sin. But it does more than covers the judgment of that sin. I may shout, y'all get ready. He is just and what?
Faithful.
That's what we're talking about. Faith in God. He is just and he's faithful to what? Forgive you and cleanse you. From what? The snares. So Satan tricks you, you get mad, you fly off, you fuss somebody out, you kick it and get mad at your car and beat it up and dent it. Right? Don't get under condemnation, because God has got a blood eraser. If you learn how to walk in there, the devil does not have a snare to trap you in. See, it's like going out in the forest, and some hunter went out there and set traps all through the forest, and you don't know where they're at. They're hidden. You don't know. So you step, bah, and you're in the trap. But we have Jesus and his blood, and it takes away the pain of the trap, and it opens the trap, and you step out like you never stepped in it. That's what happened to sin. Sin and the blood of the Lamb washes and cleanses me. I love that. He is just and faithful to forgive John and cleanse John. See, we all have a conscience, and that's where sin resides. When we sin, that stays in our conscience, and only, not a psychologist, can take that out of your conscience. Only the blood of the Lamb can wash your conscience clean. Because every one of us have done something we regret that we sure don't want nobody in church to know. Right? But hey, there's no condemnation, because the Lamb took his blood, a razor, and erase it. It don't exist only in your conscience. But God's blood can fix that too.
Amen.
He cleanses me of all. Cleanse me? What's a me? My conscience. Oh, y'all get it later. I'm kidding. You get it now. And let us run with what? So no matter how tired you get, and he reminds me of this, sometimes I get like, oh, I want to quit, man. I know I said I want to serve you, but whew, we get tired. We only are human, you know. I'm not quite like you. He said, quit making excuses and kick your flesh in the and go on. Because why? You and I both know. There's not one day to this race. This is a lifetime of days. We need him every day. We need his power every day. We need his cleansing power of his blood every day. We need his help every day. We need his protection every day. And he offered it, and he said, here it is. What are you going to do with it? And I said, I receive it by faith in you. Set in front of you. What will you do with it? See, it's left back to your choice. You are like God. And as soon as you realize that, you will be better off. God gave you the right to choose life and death and blessing and cursing. That is your choice. And that is what is set before you. You are like God. God chose to forgive you. God chose to bless you. God chose to make you a child. See, he chose. And because you're like him, you have to choose. We reign in life through one man, Jesus Christ. You have to choose. Right? I know you're not shouting, but it's a shouting ground for me. Because I'm going to run this race, and I know I can't. Brother Phil, I can't even do that by myself. He's got to run with me. He set for us that race. So if he set before you that race, he knows he can help you win. You, with Jesus with you, you will win in life. You will win because he's with you and he's not a loser. He defeated death. He defeated sin. And that's the biggest challenge a human's got to face is sin and its punishment, death. Amen. And he defeated both those and said, come on my side and I'll give you that. Amen. So you choose life. Well, we did. We chose Jesus. Now we have to choose the blessing. And that's the race set before us and we're going to win. Looking unto the author. And what? Of our what? The faith you have right now, who authored it? Right? Jesus authored. Now, what does it say? So your works cannot finish your faith. Jesus has to help you develop or perfect it or finish it or make it come to full growth. Oh. Creation was created by this force. Let there be light. God released with his word the faith that became the substance of light. Let there be a ferment. Those words were filled with faith that become the substance of the ferment. And we can go through the creation. I'm saying to you, that's the kind of faith that you have. Creation power of faith given to you. Because of Jesus. Amen. Who is the finisher of our faith? Who for the joy of those set before? Oh, look at these same words. Set before him. Endured what? Eternal life is set before us. And we are supposed to endure until he comes and gets us. Jesus did the same thing. Question, was he successful of enduring the cross? Was he successful in enduring the death in the grave? Was he successful in overcoming the curse of the law? Yes. See, he was made to be sin. Therefore, he was in judgment for us. Was he successful of enduring the judgment of sin? I know he didn't sin, but he took my sin into there. He didn't sin, but he took our sin, and he what endured that judgment of sin. And God said, it's finished. Come up here, son. What raised him from the dead? Faith. When God said, come up here. Today I have begotten thee. Those faith-filled words brought him from sin and death and made him a new creation. He became the firstborn from the dead. Whoa, now he's full of the glory of God. And you and I have got to look forward to. We will be filled with God's glory one day. And light will shine out of our faces of that glory that's on us. See, the glory's in us now, but it'll be in us and on us one day. Man, don't this excite you? Oh, man, what a future we have. Because why? Because we have faith in God. Despising the shame. Some people say, well, I took the shame of that thing. Why? That's not what Jesus did. What does despise mean? He casts shame down. Amen. That's not my shame.
Amen.
And we are too. Well, John, you the one that did it. Oh, you're right. But one thing, I did it. But that is not my end. Jesus, you bore that sin that I did. You bore it. Thank you for fixing it for me now. Jesus said, blood racer. Oh, no sin. Have faith in God, right? And has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He went from being made sin and death and being judged for the sins of the world, amen, and bearing the curse of the law, all those he bore and bore our judgment of our sin. And God raised him up from the dead. The third day, he was raised from the dead, firstborn from the dead, firstborn out of sin, and made. And now he's so glorious. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father. And what did that? The faith of God cleansed him and made him perfect. And let's go forward. I got to get this. Are y'all ready? That's a shouting ground, man. That's a shouting ground. Look, for I say, through the grace given to me, everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he should ought to think, but think soberly. God has dealt to each one. What did he deal to you? Are you not in the each? He dealt to you what? So where did God get this faith? God. Oh, now get your head on. God measured his faith and gave it to you as a gift. Oh, that don't excite you. We're gonna pray for you. We're gonna pray for him. You see it? Come on. He took his faith and imparted it to you when you were born again. Why? Because you have his DNA, that's why. So you can do what he can. If you do what he says. You've got to be obedient to his word. You can't just, see, that's what Satan does do. He tries to make his own rules. And God's power don't work in his rules. It don't work in your rules. But if you're obedient to the word of God, and you live the word of God, you live by faith in that word, then the faith that God has will work in your life. Now, what sickness, what bill, what car that needs to be fixed, what problem faith can't fix? Let God write this on your heart, please. Please let him write it on your heart. The magnitude of what God put inside of you. Satan always wants to go, oh, John, little boy, sandlapper from Thorndale, Texas, lived out in the country, raised on a farm. No. I'm royalty. I'm not bragging on me. My father made me royalty. I was adopted in the family of God. I received everything that Jesus received. Because I'm now born. And I couldn't get his last name. You didn't get it. Because you couldn't sit there. You didn't get it. I have God's last name. Jehovah. I'm not Jehovah, but it's stuck on the end because that's his last name. John. Oh, you'll get it later. My name right now is John Beard. Why? Because my father's last name was Beard. So I got God's last name. Oh, come on. I'm God's son, don't you? You're God's son. Come on. I'm not trying to preach some kind of false doctrine. This is God's will. He's the one that had you born again, not me. It was his will that he sent Jesus and shed his blood. This is God's will. I know it's, whoo, yes, it's too good that our head can understand. But that still don't make it true. We just sang a song about how good he is. But if you talk like this, it's, hey, who do you think you're born of? You're born again. You didn't, Nicodemus, no. That Pharisee said, I can't enter my mother's womb. No, you didn't enter your mother's womb, but you entered the womb of God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you didn't hear. You entered the womb of God and you were born again.